what drew you both to kind of perform at this event tonight?
Well, Ensemble Offspring have been really generous with their time and their talent to put on this program for emerging artists to be part of, to sort of showcase new and contemporary sounds that, and also bring people together in collaborations that they may not have sought themselves previously. So basically I applied for the to play at the gig and now I'm here.
Excellent. What about you?
Oh, it's just nice to have an opportunity to perform new and experimental music in a risk-free sort of supported setting. And Ensemble Offspring, as Henry said, has been so generous in providing this opportunity, giving us the sort of airtime we really loved to perform and showcase some really weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, what kind of weird stuff we'll be expecting tonight then?
I mean, my group, we're called Ensemble Ensemble. We play a lot of improvised music and we've come up with a number of sort of text scores and instructional pieces to perform tonight. And they often use things that aren't just our instruments. So we're playing a piece with these circuit bent smoke alarms that I've created and devised.
Smoke alarms?
Smoke alarms.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that
then we're
sounds
also,
like it's going to be very high pitched.
Yeah, but you can be surprisingly expressive with them. Then we're also doing a piece from actually the 1960s with stones.
Oh, okay.
So, and then there's a number of pieces with our instruments as well. So we're sort of, going all over the place really.
So are you all performing separately? Are you performing together collaboratively or how does it work?
We've actually got three shows back to back
tonight. Oh, excellent.
So, so we're performing one after another in different rooms at 107 Projects in Redfern. And for my show, the weird / unique thing about it is that I'll be playing on an instrument called the sho. It's a Japanese instrument from the 7th century. It has 17 slender bamboo pipes bundled together with a reed on the bottom of each one. And a few strange things about it. One is that you have to heat it up beforehand with a heater so the reeds are warm and before you can play it. And it sounds... I can't really even describe the sound, so I guess you have to come along and
so what happens if you play it cold?
The sound is not as... congealed with because it's used for multiple pitches at the same time usually, so cluster chords. So if the pitching of each of the reed is not quite right, it'll sound a bit messy.
Fair enough. You're also in a musical partnership with flute player Naomi Johnson, as well as working with visual artist Todd Fuller. How do they come into the performance?
So I've known Naomi for a few years now, and it was actually Ensemble Offspring's idea to bring us together. We both actually applied for our solo project for this, and they thought that it would be a good idea to bring elements of our own solo set into a collaborative set, and it's been great working with Naomi and working up this concert. And Todd, I've worked with Todd previously, and I just gave him a call and thought he would be a great addition to tonight's gig.
Yeah. Excellent. And so, how does your performance tonight kind of come into the theme of blurred lines?
I think the variety of timbre we'll create tonight with I think we've got 14 different players altogether.
Yeah.
In our set specifically, we try to sort of blur the lines of when one sound turns into another sound. So just a bit non-specific. Non-specific sounds into this sort of overarching, big, immersive soundscape.
Excellent. Now, I love that tonight they called it an open mic, so I was like, expecting everyone can come up on stage. but you can't. But what do you kind of want audiences to take away from tonight's performance?
Well, I think it'd be great, not necessarily taking away from it, but going in with a really open mind, because we're playing new experimental music, music that hasn't been performed before a lot of the time, it'd be great for people to just go in there, accept it, and then maybe they'll come out with some sort of new enhanced experience that they haven't had before. So that's really what we're aiming for, some sort of, just an unusual experience that is not what they've had before, but maybe something they will like.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, and we can't wait to hear it all unfold tonight.
Thank you for having us.